guys, it's happening once again. Mike and Lawrence are back again, guys, for Here's the Sitch podcast. Honeys, what episode are we on right now?
Episode.
Exactly.
We are on episode number 19 today.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's get to it. Obviously, COVID is still here.
COVID is still happening, all 2020.
But the only thing is, it has sort of declined in New Jersey, which, you know.
Yes, I would love to point that out because we were a hotspot earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And
one of the biggest.
Absolutely. And we shut down for a good, solid, long 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
It was a straight shot. What is that, 90 days?
Yeah.
And yeah, the state of New Jersey was basically in a 90-day rehab program. We flattened the curve to the best that we could.
We did.
And while we did that, we're now, I think we're in like even better than the green. You know, when they show the map and it's like red, orange, green is safe. Like we're even better than green because I think that we just did such a great job at containing it and not spreading it. And now, unfortunately, it's kind of rolled out to the rest of the country.
It has. Well, also, New Jersey has been very proactive. They haven't even opened up inside dining in restaurants yet.
They did 25%.
Oh, they did?
And then he took it away.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
It started to ruffle feathers and maybe a few cases popped up here and there. So immediately the governor.
Well, the reason why I bring this up, because this past weekend was my birthday. And I was actually surprised that we went out to dinner for the first time in a very long time with all of our friends. We sat outside, but it was sort of like a weird situation because everyone didn't know how to act. Everyone didn't know, like, are we allowed to, like, hug each other? Do we stay 6 feet apart? You know, Vinny was wearing a mask.
Vinny wore a mask for a photo op.
I think he did, yeah.
Okay. So he's our younger brother, you know, by choice, not by blood. So we will respect that.
No, but how do you, I want to know, how do you even wear a mask at a restaurant? Is that even a thing?
Well, no, I will say he was being cautious. I like to make a joke and say he was doing it for photos. But anytime there were like gatherings where we all like got in a picture.
Okay.
Or if they came over to sing happy birthday, even though they had masks on, Vinny put his back on.
Oh.
So any kind of like projecting of the voices, he would put it on for, which is very cautious.
No, I thought it was good. I didn't understand it at first because I'm like, how can
you? We're eating and drinking.
Yeah, we're eating and drinking. How do you put a mask on? But now, now that you explained it to me, that you know, if anyone gets up to take a picture, if the waiter or the waitress comes by
too close to
come a little too close, you have your mask ready to put on, which I guess is very it's smart.
It's very smart. Yeah. It's a good defense tactic because you never know what's coming at you in life.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can really quickly put up your guard.
And I guess we can turn that L into a lesson. And from now on, if we do go out, which we really don't go out much, we only went out this week.
Well, we had our masks on us. We can't get out of the car in New Jersey without a mask.
Very true.
Honestly, the only place you're allowed to is if you are in outdoor dining. That's the only place you could go, or on like an outdoor park or on a beach.
So I want to know, is Vinny one of those guys that wears a mask by himself?
In the car. I think he may be.
He might be. There's nothing wrong with it. Listen, to each his own. The world is still here, guys, although a lot of us, not necessarily me, thinking the world was going to end soon. And it is still here, guys. And so is Here's the Sitch, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. We hope you guys are staying safe and healthy during these times. And always remember to go back to the basics. I know we've been getting a lot of calls like, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you going crazy? We kind of do the same things that we've always been doing. You know, we lead life with fitness, you know.
We're trying to just improve ourselves.
Yes. Oh,
personally,
God, that's what it is. Yep.
Professionally, financially, you know, if we're not able to work on one business because of COVID, which shut down, obviously, all of our TV work. So we're working on our other businesses, our other side hustles, and coming up with new projects and being creative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get those creative juices flowing, you need to be in a good headspace. You need to be a healthy individual.
Well,
so that's why we spend so much time on taking care of ourselves as well.
Well, shout out to the Sitch store, which is the Situations store.com, which is killing the game right now, guys. We just started doing international shipping. We started selling really cool motivational masks and also new styles, which I'm really starting to roll out sort of my inspiration series of tees, which I'm just, I just so much love inspiration that we're providing tees as well. So don't forget to check that out, guys.
Yeah, so we relaunched the Situation Store over the weekend, right before it was my hubby's birthday.
BDS in the building.
And because of that, we gave everybody our very first promo code, which is still happening now.
Yes.
So you guys can go ahead to the Situations, with an S at the end, store.com. Yes. It's plural, like everything else we do. And if you use code BDS B-Day, you get 15% off your entire order. And we did also release masks this weekend, and they have been flying off the shelves. We are so excited. We can't wait to get our own masks to use to wear them, because we've been using like generic ones right now.
I can't wait to get my Tough Times shirt.
That's my favorite new shirt, Tough Times Don't Last.
We just released Tough Times Don't Last, But Tough People Do, the shirt, and I can't wait to get mine in the mail.
And we also dropped a really fun one today, too.
Which one?
I was going to...
First name Sausage, last name Peppers?
Yeah, that's so cute.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we have some fire new styles we're rolling out. We released a few today. You can head to the Sitch Store IG to see the new releases and let us know. Always tag us if you guys get any and you love them, or if you want to send over any suggestions. We always love listening to you guys and sharing and giving the people what they want.
And also, guys, we also are gearing up to shoot the next season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We're going over strategy right now and when we're going to be filming. I believe we're supposed to be filming in the next couple weeks, barring there, you know, any spikes in New Jersey.
Right.
But I'm very excited to get back to work, but also being proactive with precautionary measures.
Also, yeah, also being cautious, because what you guys may not notice is when you're filming any kind of TV show, movie, anything with a production, there is a very large team behind the scenes at all times of a crew. So we want everybody to be safe, everybody to be healthy. You know, we didn't make it this far to only make it this far.
Exactly.
We're trying to keep going.
That is the next tee, because I'm rolling out the inspiration series of tees. And I'm going to roll out, we didn't come this far just to come this far.
Yeah.
And also, which I kind of thought of it today, I'm going to come out with the Whatever It Takes Club, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about our inspiration t-shirt business and Jersey Shore. Don't worry, guys. We're going to be getting back to it very soon. I'm very excited to film. Such uncertain times. What do you do in these uncertain times? But you focus on improving yourself.
You focus on improving yourself, and you resecure your foundations. You solidify your anchor, like The Rock. If you follow him on Instagram, he calls it like find your anchor. Like, so for him, he always references that the gym is his anchor.
Yep.
It's like his center. He has to take care of himself in the gym before he attacks any business,
super facts,
any personal relationship, anything. And for everyone else, it may be different. It may not be their anchor, may not be their gym. It may be fishing.
Well, for us,
it may be skiing. It may be all different activities.
For us, we lead life with fitness, though.
100%.
Both of us.
But you love to weightlift, and I love to do Pilates.
We both
do other stuff.
Still exercise and fitness,
though. But we make sure to gravitate to the things that we do love.
Yes.
Because that's when you enjoy doing it.
I went to the park today and got my fitness in today, and it reminded me that you don't need anything in life to sort of get in shape. You don't need a gym. You really don't.
No.
I went to the park and I did like, I did 500 push-ups and I did 100 pull-ups and I did some cardio for about 30 minutes. Okay. Now it just reminded me, you know, that you don't need anything.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when I was in my best shape? I would say before when you... Not including when you were in prison, but my best shape ever. When was that? Where were we in our life?
Probably had nothing.
Financially.
Probably had nothing.
We had nothing. We had no money.
Came from nothing.
We had no prospects.
Came from the gutter.
We just tried to improve ourselves as much as what we could do that was free.
Oh, my God. Let me hit you off real quick. The biggest investment you will ever receive or like the biggest ROI on is yourself.
Yep.
Return on investment. Okay, just in case anyone doesn't know what an ROI is. If you invest in yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, professionally, you will attract everything. You will attract a lover. You will attract a good job. You will attract good friends.
Yeah.
You will attract good karma.
Law of attraction. And it's
if,
a real thing.
If you deserve it, the universe will serve it. Exactly. So I'm a big believer in manifesting your destiny. I know you know what? I saw my pops this past like week or two, and I told him, he's old school, guys. I told him, "Pops, I'm sending you positive vibes." And he's sort of like, "Ha! Well, you're crazy for even saying that." And it's not, because if you're sending positive vibes into the air, into the universe, yeah, that energy, that vibration, people, you know, don't sell yourself short.
But he may have never surrounded himself with someone who said that to him in his life, you know? You might have been the first person to ever say those words to him.
Uh-huh. Well, all I know is my ancestors in heaven are rooting for me in the streets out here on planet Earth. Because right now it is crazy. I'm having such a good conversation right now. But to be honest, we have to get to the callers because we are backed up with tons of calls, guys.
We do have a lot of messages from you, and we definitely want to include each and every one of you and give you all our undivided attention.
Yeah, so give them the phone call to call up, guys. This podcast is all about positivity, choosing positivity, manifesting your destiny, being your best self, different ways, and trying to combat stress and etc. So, guys, give us a call.
Give us a call at 732-898-0414. So you listeners at Here's the Sitch podcast know how Mike and I lead our life with fitness. We are not listening to the same music, guys. He is listening to Rocky, and I am probably rocking out to Taylor Swift or maybe Britney Spears' greatest hits. So with that being said, that's where we need the best quality earbuds that we can find. So most of you already know about Raycon earbuds, and they start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands that you know. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, they are perfect for conference calls, Zoom calls, or binging podcasts like Here's the Sitch. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/situation. That's buyraycon.com/situation for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. That's buyraycon.com/situation. Go get yourself some good earbuds.
That right there is an awesome situation, guys. Let's get to some of the callers. I know we're a little bit behind on some of them.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. From Rhode Island, huge fan of the show. Just wanted to give my input on the taking the high road. I myself am in recovery, and I always try to take the high road because it's just good for my mental. But usually when I feel aggravated or upset at somebody else because of what they've done, I turn it around and I look at myself. And I see what inside of me is getting upset about this. And 10 times out of the 10, I can see that, you know, if somebody's aggravating me because they said something mean about me or they're criticizing me, it's because I'm not comfortable in my own skin and I should work on myself more.
Got it.
I love that.
I did. This is what both of us do, right, honey?
You definitely do that. You're probably better at doing that than me. It's something I do regularly because I am a human being. Mm-hmm. I do get frustrated. Mm-hmm. I do have, you know, maybe it's an agree to disagree situation with people personally and professionally all the time. And anytime something irks me or upsets me or angers me and I start to feel those uncomfortable feelings, mm-hmm. instead of reacting and just feeding into that, I take a deep breath, I take a step back, and I say, why am I taking this personally?
Yep.
Because that's, which we'll get into this later or maybe next week, but that's like one of the four agreements, like don't take anything personally.
Oh, yes. I do the same.
Once you realize, like, why am I taking this personal? This is business. This is their opinion. This is their beliefs. They're allowed to have that point of view.
Yeah.
I can completely disagree.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I have to hate on them for having that.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100%. Called diversity.
Yeah.
So that's what makes the world go round.
I usually run through, and I think we spoke about this before, I run through three filters through my brain whenever there's something that I'm conflicting with. I run it through a pride filter, an ego filter, and an expectation filter. And 9 out of 10 times, once you get through expectations, once you get through and you drop down pride and you drop down ego, you're like, I'm not even mad, you know? Well, and then you obviously also realize that people are allowed their opinion and you're allowed to agree to disagree.
Yeah. And if it comes down to it and you still can't get over it, just remember the good old saying of arguing with a fool only proves there's two.
Very true facts.
So sometimes you just
a lot of times go. People can only understand from their perception and their truth.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're human beings. And I don't want to say that we're sort of faulted at the core. But
we're all sinners.
Yeah, we're a work in progress and a masterpiece at the same time, honeys.
All right, next caller.
Hey, BDS and Lawrence, what's going on, y'all? This is Troy. I'm calling in from Schenectady, New York, and I got a question for y'all. How in the hell do y'all deal with the insanity going on in the world without, like, going full tilt? Because I'm spazzing out. Like, I can't handle it. The insanity and the stupidity and the lack of common sense it drives me nuts.
Well, I just saw I don't know if it was a quote, but it was the happiest people are on the road to improving themselves. And the people that are unhappiest are not on that road and they're talking about other people.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to tell that caller is get on the road to improving yourself. Be so busy improving yourself that you don't have time to be, what do you say, full tilt?
Yeah. I like that expression.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, be so busy improving yourself. Go to the park. Go for a run. Challenge yourself to a new diet. You know.
Clear your mind.
Yeah.
If you're not into working out, try some meditation. Find like a YouTube meditation introductory.
I still think you have to get some exercise and get the body moving.
No, always. But some people just really don't enjoy it.
Well, so, they're going to have to at least walk, I think.
Yeah, a walk. A walk around the park and then try to meditate after. I think that's like
meditation.
A really good place to start.
Yeah, diet and things like that. Get on the path of improving yourself. And that right there is a lifelong pursuit.
Yeah.
That is just with unbelievable rewards. And I'm on that road right now. My wife is. We're like an unbelievable team. She's trying to be her best self. I'm trying to be my best self. All while knowing, like I just said, we are a work in progress and a masterpiece at the same time, guys.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. This is Michelle. I'm calling from the state of Tennessee. But I was calling in reference to the recent podcast that you did in regards to meditation, and I will have to say that meditation has been a godsend for me. I started meditation in November of last year. I was having real bad anxiety, and I started meditation, and it has been great. I typically start my day off just getting up and doing a quick Bible study and devotion, and then I do my meditation afterwards, and that pretty much starts my day. And if I come into a bump in the road, I always turn to a quick 5 or 10 minute meditation to get me through whatever I'm going through. Since November, I've clocked over 3,000 minutes meditating, and it's been worth it. Every second has definitely been worth it. And I would definitely recommend it for anyone who's thinking about it.
Wow.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was amazing. I love that caller. Thank you, Michelle from Tennessee. You sound very zen and
she
peaceful.
She did.
And that's all that meditative work she's been doing.
Exactly. You know what I loved about that call? And I hope you guys are listening. She had a schedule that worked for her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And what I loved about it was that she starts her day with a daily devotional.
Oh, yeah. You like that, right?
Yeah. So I love daily devotionals. When I was growing up and I was like a young girl, we always did daily devotionals. We usually did them before bed. And it was one of my favorite things. I like looked forward to all every night.
I think
getting
I was
into my parents' bed.
I think I was kicked out of CCDs, to be honest with you.
No, but it's different than CCD. So CCD, like I did that too. My mom taught CCD. So, but it doesn't really like stick, because when you're in CCD, it's like a learned environment. It's almost like school, you know, so you're kind of like half checked in, half not as a kid.
Don't
but
we
daily
have
a... devotionals is different because it's an actual book, and my mom would my mom did Bible study all growing up too. All when I was a child, she did her own Bible study to like grow her own faith, so she was very into that. And we would, after the shower, like get in PJs, and then I'd get in her bed and we'd do daily devotional every night, and then I'd go to sleep. And it was such a good routine, and I think that's why I love it so much now. And also, it does put me in a really great headspace, and it is my faith, which is one of my core anchors in life.
Yeah.
And I love that this caller starts her day with a devotional and then goes into the meditative state, because right when you're going into meditation, which I just learned because it was the first time I did it last week.
Yeah, guys, we did it last week.
You use, they do a lot of like mantra and that kind of gratitude talk, so that once you get into the meditation, that you're sending all those positive vibes and energy and gratitude feeling into your brain. So the fact that she's doing her faith work before that is so great, because she's filling her day and herself and her brain with her faith. So I think that's amazing.
And guys, we just introduced last week just another tool to your tool belt, which was a sort of a tongue twister, another tool to your tool belt. And just trying to live your best life and be your best self. And that was meditation. I haven't done much meditation, but I tried it last week. And to be honest with you, it was pretty cool. Kind of got me in the mood to be a little, do some sexuals with the...
Yeah, we talked about that last
with
week.
With the misses here.
And if you are looking, talk about a swing of a subject, but if you're looking for a really good daily devotional app,
oh my God.
Joel Osteen's app has Today's Word, which is his daily devotional. So I do that on my phone, and then I do have a book, but the phone one is always really easily accessible.
So we just went from devotionals to meditation to sexuals back to Joel Osteen.
Yeah, I love Joel.
Wow, now that right there is a wide range, guys. Anyways.
Well-rounded.
Anyway, guys, this is Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence, the positive podcast you never knew you needed. Where's the next caller, hon?
New Jersey.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. I was just giving you a call. Something that I wanted to touch upon that has sort of touched upon my life, and it's been going on for 10 years, but, you know, really affecting me in the past few months, and not only me, but I think a lot of people out there, and I feel like more awareness needs to be made of, like, mental disorder and how to cope with depression and anxiety issues. And I didn't know if maybe you guys had any personal experiences with this stuff or had any loved ones that have, and how you went about helping somebody deal with it or dealing with it yourself. I guess just exploring another topic and just making things, making people more aware.
Well, I'll be honest, I like the call. And what was her name, honey? Do we have
there
a
was
name?
No name.
There
was
no
was
name.
From New Jersey.
I think this whole podcast is all about, you know, trying to fight back against depression, anxiety, self-doubt. We spoke about body dysmorphia. We spoke about, you know, fighting back with, you know, with COVID-19 right now and things like that, and being your best self. So I think that's what our podcast is all about.
Yeah, there's really no black and white answer to that, to solving mental health. You know, I wish that there was, but I think it's exactly what you said. I mean, this today is episode number 19. So we have 18 hour or so episodes talking about different aspects of, you know, how to overcome addiction and mental health and anything kind of – anything where you're in your own way.
Yep.
Which is a big part of mental health, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So if you haven't – or you are a new listener to Here's the Sitch And this is, what is this, episode 1900?
19.
Today. Go back to episode number one and let us know how you feel. And Hunt, do you have the phone number?
732-898-0414.
Okay, next caller, guys.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. My name is Marie. I was just calling to ask Lauren a question. Right now, my husband, he's currently away at work for about 6 months, and he's in Michigan, and I'm in Texas, and so I'm here with my one-year-old son. I just kind of wanted to know, like, how you did it when, you know, Mike was away. Like, how did you keep yourself positive and, you know, I'm busy and stuff, because sometimes I feel I can get, like, really depressed.
Yeah, I mean, listen, mental health is one of those things where it's going to ebb and flow, especially when a loved one is not home or not present, or anytime you're going through any kind of challenging time. And I'll be honest, there were definitely days that were a lot harder than others. But the days that went the fastest were definitely the ones where I was on a schedule and a routine.
Yep.
And I was actively taking care of myself, because guess what? When your body is so busy working out and recovering from, you know, after the workout and just taking care of yourself and then eating and refueling and then resting, you're just naturally able to unwind a little bit more and feel a little bit less tension in your body.
Less stress.
A little less stress, a little less anxiety. And just better for the next day to try it all again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the more I took care of myself, and honestly, I'm in my 30s now. So the more I cut out all the negative eating. So like anything, sugar like does not react well with me. Carbs don't make me feel good. As much as I love pizza, I feel like, you know, a piece of shit after I eat it.
Well, every and now not and in then a good way.
Like I feel, but I feel like depressed from like the carbs. They just don't react well in my body, the gluten and all that. So I don't actively eat all that, especially when I'm in a prone situation where when Mike was gone and I was upset, I knew to take care of myself, eat cleaner, eat healthier, do things to improve yourself.
That's yeah, really I totally agree, honey.
Okay, next caller.
My name is Katie. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I recently got engaged and am super excited about getting married. Took a long time. I'm 35 and he's almost 40. So it took a long time to get where we're at and be our best selves. And we ended up finding each other after we went all, you know, through all of our 20s and early 30s of, you know, finding that special spot where we feel comfortable with ourselves. And we ended up finding each other, which is wonderful, which is a blessing from God. Question for you. Recently started keto and I'm very excited because I like the lifestyle and I like what it does. Just wanted any advice that you have on doing, you know, low carb, not necessarily keto, guido like your boy Vin, but I'm really excited about to go wedding dress shopping, so excited to get back into the fitness life, and I know you guys lead with fitness, and excited to hear any advice you have for that. I love your shows. I love your podcast. I love all of it. You guys are such an inspiration, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Katie, for calling. Katie's from Florida, and she's recently engaged, so congratulations. And she wants to know any advice about going keto or, you know, not as hard as like keto guido level, but going the low-carb route.
I like to introduce fitness and diet into my life and other people's lives in steps. That's how we've always done it. So little by little, one day at a time, I would just start to slowly eat better, slowly exercise more, and slowly start to improve from the day before. And next thing you know, it weeks and months later, you'll be, you know, full keto, doing like probably 3 to 6 classes per week of exercise, and you'll probably be looking your best.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is not to do the crash course of like, don't cut out every gram of carb, every sugar your first day going keto. You know, you're going to feel like shit. You're going to go through that flu-like symptom where you're craving carbs and sugars. you know, instead, just do your best every day. Cut it out. Maybe don't have carbs after 12 p.m. If you have oatmeal in the morning, if you have a breakfast sandwich in the morning, cool. Continue to have that for a week or two and just cut it out in the afternoon. And then slowly you'll be able to take away the morning ones. Yep. And then it'll be a slower transition where you're not shocking your body. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly how my husband does everything. Yep. In the fitness and food space. And I had to learn that way through him because I was the type of person that would just do hardcore.
Yep.
I'm done, or I'm juicing all day, or like extreme things that are just not good in the long run.
Yep.
So now I'm much better.
Small changes over time leads to the war being won, guys.
Exactly.
Hey, Michael Lauren. I thought a good topic to maybe bring up is suicide. And I know it's a scary, dark topic, but I've dealt with it a couple times, and just unfortunately one today, a coworker that was, you know, like family to us, passed away. And, you know, just remind everyone, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to. Like, there's options, there's people, there's ways to find the positivity, things that you guys are working on a daily. And, you know, just having everyone remember that, keep that as a focus would be so helpful. I mean, it's something that we talk about daily. And, you know, I had a really good friend of mine who's dealt with personality disorder and alcoholism and, you know, everything. And as I was going through recovery with him, and you know, we learned a lot from each other. Unfortunately, he steered away and, you know, lost grip of, you know, how to stay positive. And I think really if we could figure out a way to show everybody that there's still a way to be positive, even through all the garbage, all the, you know, things that we think about and deal with daily.
Well, thank you so much for your call. And I do agree with him that especially in the program, you have to lead by attraction, not by promotion. And unfortunately, in our world today, suicide is a very real thing. And another real thing is that me and my wife, we work with Banyan Treatment Centers. And if you or someone you know is suffering from the disease of addiction or a mental illness, please call 1-888-270-5712. You guys are not alone. And don't be afraid to reach out and ask someone for help. At the end of the day, you only get one life, guys. This is not a rehearsal. All right, guys?
Hey, Mike and Lauren. My name is Alexis. I'm from Long Island. Unfortunately, I grew up surrounded by addiction. My mother is an alcoholic, and my father is a heroin addict. So you can imagine how rough my childhood was, my upbringing, and my current everyday life. I did move from Pennsylvania to New York to kind of get away from that toxic environment. I do still have a relationship with my parents, but this past weekend, my mom, who has been sober for quite some time now, she is on probation, but she did unfortunately relapse. And then at the same time, within the same 24 hours, my dad ended up in jail due to something that he did while he was on drugs. So basically my question for both of you, mainly Mike, I guess, but I think I would love both of your perspectives, is how can I guess, at this point, I'm 26, so it's been 26 years of me dealing with this. I'm just wondering at this point, how can I support both of my parents without enabling them? You know, I refuse to give them any money or anything like that, but, you know, and I'm always here for them. I always tell them that I am here for them. I just want to know how I can be a better daughter to them during these times.
Wow, that was a very interesting call. But at the same time, if I had any advice, I would have to say that I would just continue to sort of be her best self, but at the same time, have a healthy distance or a healthy boundary with, you know, her mother and father that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you know how hard it is to change yourself, it's almost impossible to change someone else.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think it's such a unique position because it's your parents. So definitely have the healthy boundaries. But while, you know, you're an adult and you sound like you're very smart and educated and mature, and, you know, always leave that space for them where they know the door is unlocked, yep, so to speak, mm-hmm, where they can always come to you to turn it around and get on that road to recovery and, yep, to stay on it permanently. And it sounds like you are doing that. So just keep, you know, keep up the good work and just pray for them and keep, you know, keep the space for them.
Yeah.
When they're ready to change their lives.
Exactly. Leave the lines of communication open at the same time with a healthy boundary. But at the same time, you, like I said, you're an adult and you have to, it's not your fault that, you know, this is going on with your family, but it is your responsibility to move forward in a healthy way. And, like I said, lead by, attraction, not promotion.
Hey, Mark and Lauren, this is Sydney from North Carolina. This message is really for Lauren. I lost a cousin a couple years ago, from drug use. And from all the things that you describe, through everything you've gone through, like through the grieving process, is something that I'm going through and I've gone through in the past. And it's so nice to hear someone else describe how you've gone through it, just like I've gone through it, and we can relate the same. Thank you so much.
That was Sydney from North Carolina. So thank you, Sydney, for calling. And I'm glad that my experience can, mm-hmm, comfort you during one of, you know, the hardest experiences and having to go through grief. And grief at such an unnecessary cost. You know, life is so short and we're all here for a limited amount of time. And it's really unfortunate when addicts don't get that next chance and that next time to see the light, whether it's through suicide or overdose or anything like that. There's so much disease in this world that it's really, and addiction is a disease, you know, it's another form of a disease. So it's really a shame that these things happen. But it's interesting that we got your call today because today is my brother's birthday. So he had passed away, I think it's been 7 years
ago. 7 years.
And I have to say, like, you never feel good about it, but you learn how to keep their memory alive and you do learn how to celebrate them. And today, you know, my mom's favorite thing to do in the summer is go to the beach. We spent all of our summers growing up, our childhood in Florida, all together at the beach. So today, to celebrate my brother, we went to the beach this morning, me, my mom, my two sisters, and my nephews, and just spent time together and just keeping that person's memory alive and making sure the people who are closest to them remember and know that you remember that person and they're not forgotten is the best that you can do.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. My name is Shiloh. I'm 27. I'm from Ohio. Mike, I've been watching you since you started, and you are very inspirational, both you and Lauren. You made me want to become better. Here's my issue. I work at the post office. I work with a ton of negative customers and complaints and issues all day, 8 hours, every single day. I have two little ones at home. And it's very hard to take the time to go to the gym and make myself better. I weigh the most that I've ever weighed in my life. It's upsetting, but it is really hard to find the motivation and the strictness to stick to dieting and going to the gym. By the time I get home, I'm exhausted and I don't want to move from my couch. How do you guys get that drive and motivation and stick to it? I would love to know. Thank you. I love your podcast.
Wow, that was a great call, honeys. I would say to first thing in the morning, I would get some exercise in. If she has to wake up and get to the post office at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., maybe even 9 a.m., I would just wake up an extra hour earlier and start to do a walk around your neighborhood. You don't even have to go to the gym. You don't even have to take that extra time. Obviously, and a lot of the gyms are closed now anyway. So I would just go outside and just get an hour of activity, of walking. And eventually, guys, once you start walking, eventually, a couple weeks later, that becomes easier and you start jogging. And then eventually, the jogging becomes easier weeks later. And now, guys, you are running and so on and so forth. And to eventually, now when you're starting to eat, you start to select more healthier options. It's just like a natural thing, guys. And that's how we do everything in life, in steps. So you started walking, now you're running, you're exercising an hour a day, and then who knows, maybe after a month or two, you start researching classes and you start going to certain classes or going to the park like I do and, you know, start to research different diets. All starts with taking the first step. Don't look at the whole staircase.
Yeah, it's really little steps in the right direction, like he said. And just how you said you're so exhausted when you get home from work, you just want to sink into the couch and can't get up. Once you start making those positive changes, that won't feel like such a big feat to do. Once you become a little bit healthier, once maybe you make the switch from sodas to just water, you just make small changes and it sounds like it's so simple, but it really is how you stack up to great successes in the long run is by doing small changes every day.
Yep.
Hi, Mike and Lawrence. I'm happy to be leaving you a voicemail because I love you guys and love the podcast. Mike, I just want to say how proud I am of you and your recovery. It's not easy at all. And Lauren, to be able to support him is so not easy. I've worked with the substance abuse population. I'm a mental health counselor, and with your podcast, The Fear of Failure, as I was getting licensed as a mental health counselor, we had to take a very difficult exam that is an exam like no other. And I had to take this exam 6 times before it passed. And you could imagine how difficult this was, being in the field, watching other people get licensed, knowing myself, being a good counselor, but this exam is just, I have anxiety. It's very difficult. And I was almost going to change my field. I was very close. And then after that, before that 6th time, I spoke to someone and they said something to me that just resonated with me and about how I talk to myself about it and engaging in positive self-talk rather than negative self-talk. And I started doing that and that changed my entire perspective. And would you know, I passed that 6th time actually by flying colors. And I'm so happy that I did not get pushed down by that failure, that fear of failure. And I'm now licensed and I'm happy and love this career. I'm so grateful I didn't change. Thank you again, guys. Love the podcast. Love both of you. And yeah, bye.
And that's the best thing about getting out of your own way. Okay? Because we are our biggest adversaries.
Biggest competition,
this life,
yeah.
In this world, you are, you're up against yourself. You should not be in competition with anybody else. You shouldn't be looking at, you know, the neighbor's lawn, see whose grass is greener. You should be taking real good care of yours.
Yep, honey, listen, the grass is always greener wherever you water it.
Exactly, and fertilizer. It should be fertilizer.
Oh my God.
Where you fertilize
it. I love when the fertilizer guy comes over, I swear.
Oh my God.
Anyway, we got off topic anyways, but I love what she said. Fall 7 times, you get up on the 8th. Every time that you fail, if you fail at something, you find a new way to try something different. You're getting closer and closer.
You're closer to success.
To success. And a lot of people, they quit when they're right at the door of success. And they don't even know they're there. Okay, you miss all the...
Because they're too busy looking at the person next to them, behind them, in front of them, and they get distracted with what they're finding.
Exactly.
Instead of what you have within yourself. So that overcoming that fear of failure is life-changing when you get to that point. So congratulations, and I'm very proud of you.
Exactly. Stay in your lane and run your own race. You miss all the shots you don't take. Yep. Honey, do we have another caller, or are we over?
Yeah, we have one more to get to.
One more, guys.
What's up, Mike and Lauren? This is Elizabeth from San Antonio, Texas. Just want to say, keep up the good work. You are one of the best couples. And you just lift everybody up, Mike. You show people that are going through what you went through that they could get out of that. And you are truly one of my role models, man.
Well,
what a good call to end on.
Yes,
thank you, Elizabeth
really
from Texas. We love hearing from you guys, and we love that our messages are resonating with you, mm-hmm. and that you are all growing on this path of self-discovery and improving yourself to live your best life.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, so please give us a call. We love hearing from you. And as you can tell, we will do our best to answer every call and every question. So give us a call at our hotline, 732-898-0414. See you next week, guys. We love you. Stay safe and stay healthy.